This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. There is a lot of debate happening right now about the transparency and accountability of policing after an officer shot and killed an unarmed man in Ferguson, Missouri. And part of the equation, whether we're talking video of events taken by citizens in recent days or even the now old TV show Cops, is about cameras. Some cities are starting to use so-called body-mounted cameras to record everything while a law enforcement person is on duty. Is self-surveillance the future of policing? Only if we can find a cheap way to store the data, as Marketplace's Queen Akim reports.
Video cameras and cloud storage are getting cheaper than ever. And so outfitting police with cameras should be easier than ever, right? Jennifer Lynch is an attorney with the civil liberties group, the Electronic Frontier Foundation. And she says taking videos is the easy part. The hard part is managing the data.
What happens to the data after the fact? How long is it stored for? What's done with the data after an investigation has concluded?
Ann Lynch says if the video is being used as evidence, how do you secure it from hackers and establish a chain of custody? Jen King is with UC Berkeley's School of Information, and she says putting those systems in place takes tech expertise and money, something many police departments are short on. Ann King says because of the sensitive nature of the videos, unlike a startup, public agencies can't always use off-the-shelf products.
It's not like they can just buy cloud space necessarily.
King says some jurisdictions won't allow public agencies to store information in the cloud, and so they have to maintain their own servers, which is another cost. I'm Queen Akim for Marketplace.